Gisborne Council is trying to contact whānau affected by a car crash that significantly damaged a number of headstones. Police say the vehicle left the road and rolled before coming to a stop in Taruheru Cemetery yesterday. Joining me now is Gisborne Mayor Rihet Stultz. Kia ora, Rihet.
Kia ora, Karen. How are you?
What a strange occurrence. What happened?
It was very, very sad. So last night, a vehicle left the road close to our Taruheru Cemetery and unfortunately took out a whole row of headstones. So very, very sad scenes this morning when we arrived there.
No one was injured, I hope?
No, so the person that drove the vehicle had light injuries, but no, he's all fine. But unfortunately, the same can't be said for the headstones. It is really, really sad. It was sad this morning to see whānau around there looking to see if their loved ones were affected.
The Taruheru Cemetery, where is it in relation to the main centre, for example?
So it's a little bit to the side of town in Nelson Road. So it's not in the CBD. It's more in the Lytton West area. Everyone will know that's our main cemetery. This is our town cemetery. Everyone knows the Taruheru Cemetery, that's our town cemetery.
Is there a fence around it or?
Yes, it was like a trellis and there was a hand washing area there as well and it was totally taken out. To be honest, I could not believe that someone survived that crash. I didn't see the vehicle, but I saw a picture of the site just when the police arrived. And I could not believe that someone could have survived that crash. But luckily, he got away with minor injuries. So we are really grateful for that as well.
That must have gone some way into the cemetery for 60 graves to have been touched, I suppose, by this car.
So the car was on the road travelling next to the cemetery and then left the road and went in one row of headstones. So that's why it affected so many headstones.
So what's the state of the damage, Rihet?
Oh, it is just devastating. I wish I can show you some pictures. Headstones, parts of the fence, a gravestone ornament, flowers, everything just scattered around. So it was really sad this morning. Whānau there just devastated.
I imagine that the Taruheru Cemetery will have some kind of mapping plan of the graves. So what happens now?
Yes, so the Gisborne District Council own the Taruheru Cemetery and we have a very, very good system where you can log onto our website and just search cemetery and the Taruheru Cemetery comes up and there's a map, a digital map, and you can just click on the grave site that you are interested in and it shows you who is buried there. And in most cases, we also have pictures of the headstones. So we are in a position where we can contact all whānau involved. And this is what we've been doing today, but it will take some time to get next of kin contacted.
Yeah, how far through are you on that job?
I'm not 100% sure, so I won't be able to let you know, but I know that our team have been working all day after the clean-up happened. So this morning, first thing, we had karakia at the cemetery, and then our team slowly started to clear away what are there, and then it needs to be sorted because it belonged to whānau, and then other teams started going onto our website, into our databases, and ringing people affected.
And in this line of graves, is it from any particular era?
Well, the 70s and 80s, some of it. This morning when I arrived there, I was really sad to see that some of those are our baby graves, baby headstones. So it was really, really sad to see that. So that area is the 70s and 80s, and there are definitely some infant gravestones, yes, bits there as well.
Who will be held accountable for the damage and who will fix it?
Well, at this stage, we are not 100% sure. The police have ruled out alcohol as a factor. They need to take a good look at what happened there and then start looking into insurance. I'm not sure where the liability will sit. But as a council at this stage, what we just want to make sure is that we secure the bits that are there and whānau can have that and then hopefully see how we can assist But it will come down to insurance, and I'm not sure where that liability will lie.
And how have those who've been affected handled it today?
It was very, very sad. When I was there early morning to join in the karakia, I spoke to two whānau, and one gentleman said to me he came at daybreak because they saw the police posted a notice last night on their Facebook page just stating what happened and saying that there will be police guard overnight and there will be karakia in the morning and that council will contact everyone. And this gentleman said he, as soon as the sun came up, him and his wife chased down to the cemetery to see if their son's grave, their son was affected. And they were so happy. There was it stopped a metre away from their son. But I spoke to another family, and their child's grave was totally demolished. So lots and lots of sad people there. It was a really sad morning.
And with this kind of damage, how long might it be before things are back to what they were before this accident?
Well, we first need to find out if we can get next of kin for everyone involved. Then, like we said, we'll have to look into the insurance. You and I both know headstones are quite expensive.
They're very expensive,
so,
yeah.
It's very expensive and precious. So it's not something that will happen overnight. But like I said before, we are asking people to reach out to us if you think you might be affected, and we will see how we can help.
How can they do that, Rahit?
So we've got a direct dial number that they can, either they can come through our website, but they can ring us on 06-869-2447, and they can talk to us and we can see how we can assist them.
Oh, thank you for talking to us tonight.
No problem. Thank you, Karen. Take care.
That's Gisborne Mayor Rahit Stoltz.